down at your place, it was a more of a defensive struggle. The conditions were a little bit different, and we ended up throwing some interceptions that cost us. So now, you know, we got a game, and as we look at both teams, they're similar teams. Both teams want to win, need a win, and so it should be a good football game.
That game you guys played down here last year, did that stick with you for a while, like into the off season?
No, not really, because I mean, you know, we had our chances at that game, and we didn't take advantage of it. We did win the game following that, which gave us a 10-win season, and then we were kind of wishing and hoping as far as the playoffs were concerned, you know, and when you depend on somebody else, it very seldom works out the way that you want it to work out.
Romeo, I don't know if this has been asked, but have you decided on a starting pitcher for Sunday?
A starting pitcher?
Yes. You've got two good quarterbacks and a pretty decent number three. Who are you going to send to the mound?
Anderson.
Okay. Coach, this is a pressure-filled business, brutal life for a coach. How important is Sunday's game to your future in Cleveland?
Well, any coach who doesn't win is pressure. I mean, there's pressure when coaches win. So when you don't win, there's more pressure. Only time will tell about the outcome of Sunday's game and how it impacts my future in Cleveland. You know, all I know is that if I can win the ball game, I got a better chance to stay here than if I don't win the ball game.
Given the way the division is right now, is there a sense that whoever wins this game Sunday has got a chance and you can get right back into it?
Well, I think that whoever wins the game, you know, is not totally out of it, you know, because it looks like the division is going to be a tough division. Everybody's playing tough teams, and so it's not over probably by a long shot. And so if you can get a division win, you're not out of it.
And that's got to be tough on you because you guys have got the two straight division losses, right?
Yes, sir.
Coach, how close were you to pulling Anderson last year up in Cleveland against Cincinnati? That looked like that was a little bit tenuous.
Well, last year is last year, and so my thoughts about last year doesn't mean anything or amount to a hill of beans. So what I'm trying to concentrate on is get these guys ready to play this game Sunday.
Sorry if this has been asked, but how long of a leash does he have?
That's one of those what-ifs, and I'm not answering what-ifs about the quarterback.
The Bengals offense showed a lot of signs of life in the passing game Sunday. How is your young secondary? I know you had some injuries. How is your defense and primarily the secondary playing?
Well, you know, the defense, after the first game, they have been improved, playing a little bit better football. You know, we do have young guys in the secondary, and they're still learning as they play, but they do compete, and I like that about them. And so, you know, they really haven't backed down from anybody to date, and they enjoy the game. So I think that they will enjoy the challenge of Sunday.
How much of your big stars on offense, Edwards and Winslow, have been off to slow starts. How much of that is the way defenses are approaching them? How much of that is injuries, confidence? What do you think is at work there?
Well, I think it's both of them. You know, we've played some pretty good defenses to start with, and then we've had some injuries where all of those guys other than Winslow has missed time. And, you know, you had your quarterback, he missed some time. Your wide receiver missed some time. Running back missed some time. Offensive guard missed some time. So key guys have missed time. And we haven't been together playing as a unit the way we were able to play last year.
Coach, you've got a couple of ex-Bengals on the squad. Is Steinbach healthy? And what does Sean the Hamburglar Smith mean to this club?
Well, you know, Sean has come in and he's done a real nice job for us. He has some position versatility as we play him at nose and at end. He started on both left end, right end, and at the nose during the course of his tenure here. And he brings a little bit to the table for us because he's a strong guy on the inside and can get some things done. Steinbeck has help solidify our offensive line. He does have a shoulder issue. He's trying to get that ready and hopes that he can play this week. But if he's not able to play this week, then hopefully we'll have him the following week. And both guys, I think that they would love to play this game if they're capable. And it probably means a lot, just like any player who goes from one team to another team and then he's playing the team that he left. He would like to have a good performance.
When you have a team like yours that had high expectations and it comes in and gets off to a slow start like this, as a coach, what do you do to try to get your guys not to, for lack of a better word, panic or start to feel like it's slipping away?
Well, the thing is that there's ability on the team. And so you just try to pull them in together, all right, to rally around each other, and then try to get that ability to play better. Because generally, when you're not winning, all right, there are positions that are not playing up to their capabilities. And so we need to play better. And if we can get them to rally and play better, then that's what's going to give us a chance.
Do you see a similar situation on film when you look at the Bengals?
Well, basically, yes, because as you look at it, they were not offensively, they were not in sync in the first game. You had that win game, the second game, but they looked a lot better against New York in New York. You know, to be able to take the Super Bowl champs into overtime, that says a lot right there. I think defensively, they're beginning to adapt to the system and what Zimmer wants from them, and they're playing more consistent on that side of the ball as well.
The fans up there can be pretty demanding. Does that make it tougher on you guys when you go through something like this?
I think fans everywhere are demanding, not only up here. And what they want is they want to see a team that tries hard, looks like they know what they're doing, and is able to win some ball games.
Coach, is this an elimination game? Does a team that doesn't win this one, is that it?
Well, no, it's not it. But, you know, they got a long way to come. If whoever doesn't win this one has a long way to go. Now, with that being said, you know, a lot of things happen in the NFL. You know, like last year, the Giants, they were off to a bad start, but they were able to get it turned around. And even to the point where they needed to win at the end of the season, you know, just to make it to the playoffs, in which they did, and then they went all the way to the Super Bowl. So it's never over when you still have games to play.
Right. Thanks so much, Coach. Looking forward to seeing you Sunday.
Okay, I'll see you down there.